Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio. You wanna turn me on, turn on your stereo. You can sing along by the playing our song. Now you've done me wrong, baby, crank it up.
And now, your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's cut to the chase. I get straight to the show. It's Free for All Friday, and this you must know by now. You must know. Your voice will be heard across the heart of this land. Your opinion is important, and I think you're just grand. It's Free for All Friday. Your calls are all welcome. We'll talk about almost anything. We deny very seldom. So get your coffee ready. It's the brew that is true. Let's get on with the show, for this day is for you. It is Free for All Friday, and the number to call is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Well, we have had an awful lot of noise in the news, haven't we? All about suing the president, impeaching the president, going after the president. They don't like the president's wife's shoes. They don't like her dress. They don't like this. They don't like that. On and on and on and on and on and on and on. Constantly defying the president that the people elected. They were angry because it was an electoral election. He won the electoral vote, which is there to protect people like us in the flyover states, the deplorables who live in lesser populated areas, to protect that area of the nation from being ramrodded and run by a few of the larger cities. And they can't stand it. As she said on Singing in the Rain. So we've listened to all of this rhetoric. By the way, we're going to have a surprise caller. It's not a surprise because I know about it, but a surprise caller from the NRA convention giving us a little report. We'll see about that here in a little bit. But last night, as I was watching the news, first of all, I went to a track meet yesterday afternoon, and I got to watch a granddaughter who's just a freshman take third place in the mile and fourth place in the 2 mile. So proud. Proud of her, even if she'd have come in last. But she's a freshman, and she got beat by the seniors. So, you know, she's up and coming. She's doing really good. She's I'm very proud of her. She also does other things. She's very talented, very smart, and she's tall. She doesn't take after her meemaw. She's tall. But as I was watching the news last night after the track meet, I listened to several different people who know the Constitution. And, you know, it's like that light bulb goes on in your head. Oh, yeah. Why didn't I think of that? And then this morning, as I wake, and I had to turn my phone back on. I had to turn it off last night. Then this morning, as I look at my phone and start looking at all the news feeds, I see an article from Pat Buchanan. And Pat Buchanan is talking about what's happening. And I'm going to share this with you today because I think we need to understand that this distraction needs to stop. So write your phone number down. Not your phone number, you know it. Write the phone number down for the White House, for the Congressional Switchboard, D.C. Switchboard. 202-224-3121, and you tell Congress, put an end to it now. All right? Because this is, Pat Buchanan says, a memo to Trump. Defy Mueller at every turn. He says if Donald Trump does not wish to collaborate in the destruction of his own presidency, he will refuse to be questioned by the FBI, or by a grand jury, or by special counsel Robert Mueller and his minions. Should Mueller subpoena him, as he has threatened to do, Trump should ignore the subpoena and frame it for viewing in Trump Tower. If Mueller goes to the Supreme Court and wins an order for Trump to defy and testify to a grand jury, Trump should defy the court. The only institution that is empowered to prosecute the president is Congress. If charges against Trump are to be brought, this is the arena. This is the forum where the battle should be fought and the fate of the future of the Trump presidency decided. Now, I'm going to stop right there, and I want to emphasize to you how often I have said in the last 2 to 3 weeks, the greatest threat to American liberty, the greatest threat to the American economy, the greatest threat to the American national securities is Congress. They do not do their job. They do everything they're not supposed to do and nothing that they're supposed to do. Oh, we hear them make a lot of noise. Well, we need a special counsel. Why? There was no evidence to even bring a special counsel together. None. Okay, let's go back to Pat. He says, the goal of Mueller's prosecutors is to take down Trump on the cheap. If they can get him behind closed doors and make him respond to details to questions to which they already know the answers, any misstep by Trump would be converted into a perjury charge. Trump has to score 100 on a test to which Mueller's team has all the answers in advance, while Trump must rely upon memory. Why take this risk? By now, he says, witnesses have testified in ways that can contradict what Trump has said. This, plus Trump's impulsiveness, propensity to aggregate, to exaggerate, and often rash responses to hostile questions, would make him an easy prey for the perjury traps prosecutors set up when they cannot convict their targets on evidence. When they can't get you on evidence, they have to set you up for perjury. That makes you look guilty, whether they have evidence or not. Mueller and his team are the ones who need this interrogation. They need it. For after almost 2 years, the Russiagate investigation has produced no conclusive proof of the foundational charge that Trump's team colluded with Vladimir Putin's Russia to hack the thieves at emails of the Clinton campaign and DNC. And we know that they have no evidence, and we know now, as they've been digging things up, that the Clinton campaign and the DNC were the ones colluding with Russia, and it just didn't work. So, again, it's Congress, is it not? 877-895-5410. Make those phone calls to Congress. Tell them to put an end to it now. They are the ones, or we will put an end to them at election. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows, only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam, just didn't fit me. Then I tried My Pillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is My Pillow because it fits me. My Pillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. My Pillow fits you. But there's more. My Pillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Listening to CSC Talk Radio, this is Beth Ann. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I'm going to go back to this Pat Buchanan article, but I want to emphasize, as I do, remember yesterday's show with Mike Cutler, the retired senior special agent for the INS. Boots on the ground, he saw an awful lot of things. And again, trade and immigration is money in the pockets of the politicians. So they don't fix it because they don't want to fix it. And we're talking Democrats and Republicans alike. You can ask your representative, you can ask your senator, what was it you did before you became representative or senator? What was your net worth then? What is your net worth now? Yeah, you ask them. They're career politicians. They're not there to represent you. They're there to help themselves. So, before we continue, we do have a caller. We have Wes from New Hampshire. Wes, how are you today?
Good. How are you today?
I'm good. Are you a first-time caller, or has it just been a long time?
It's been a little while.
Okay. What's on your mind today?
I'll tell you, today was the NRA convention in Dallas, Texas.
Yes.
Well, I just happened to, I think, I don't know if you know, I saw this article I read yesterday. NBC News put this article out. It was a Democrat representative, Representative Swalwell, I think his name was.
Yes.
He actually, he put out an article. He put a proposal that so-called assault weapons, they should be banned, and we should buy them back, and he said they should persecute all resistors. I find that's pretty bold. I've never actually heard anything, as far as I know, come to actually the federal level that openly about the gun confiscation. So
they want, that's what they want. And, you know, Tucker Carlson was interviewing either him or another man last night that was in the same light, but the guy was arguing with him. Tucker said, you might as well admit it, because the only way you're going to get what you want is to go confiscate the weapons from all the people. I don't see that going down well. Do you, Wes?
No. I think it's kind of ridiculous that we live in a country of overabundance and wealth, prosperity, pretty peaceful overall, and they kind of just, it's like starting a fire for no real reason, you know?
You know, that was a comment. I had a conversation with a young woman yesterday, and she says, that's the dumbest arguments I've ever heard. Why do they even discuss the Second Amendment? It's the Second Amendment. So just leave it alone. There's no discussion. And I said, because they want your guns. And she's young enough that I know she still thinks you should have some restrictions and everything, you know. And I'm old, and I don't think you, other than I don't think everybody should have a nuke in their backyard, I don't think there should be restrictions. I think that's what it says, shall not be infringed. Because it's not about going out and getting a deer for supper. It's not about protecting yourself from a robber. It's about having the protection from a tyrannical government. And they know that. They know that.
Yeah, and then there's something else. You can always. I saw a little thing, kind of argument. They say, kind of going along with what you're saying, how they try to make the argument that we don't actually have the right to own a gun, that militias, it can ask for something about doing militias only. That's what the firearms are for. Well, if you read the Second Amendment, the key phrase is really the right of the people. You take that same phrase and the right and of the people is capitalized, and you take that, and you'll find that same phrase in the First Amendment. And then the Fourth Amendment.
Hmm.
So if we don't have the right to own guns, then we don't have the right to free speech, and we don't have the right protection against unreasonable search and seizures.
Hmm.
So
we're just done, right? Yeah. You know, right. This young woman, like I said, she said, well, you know, there's no way to win over a tyrannical government. We can't win. I said, well, that's what they said back in the day. I said, it was an impossible war against the King of England, and yet we won.
Right. That's
and they had better weapons than us.
Yeah, more than everything. The bigger army, bigger navy, more professional. But
oh yeah,
they tried to tell. They told it to George Washington. What did he do? He didn't care. He kept fighting.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, and we had, you know, we had patriots. I like to go back to the movie The Patriot, because it was based loosely on Francis Marion, who was the Swamp Fox, and Thomas Sumter, the Brigadier Generals. They're both Brigadier Generals. The Gamecock. They literally. It was jungle warfare, literally. They had their militias, and they went in and out of the jungles and the swamps, or the woods, I should say, and the swamps, and they let, I mean, they led the way, and they let President, well, he wasn't President, but General Washington know where things were happening, and they would head it off. And they're the reason, the militia, the American people are the reason we won that war, and it was an impossible war. God was with us. And
yeah,
that's
absolutely
the reason we
agree.
Want it. Yeah. And yep. And it's no different now. And like I said, when you look at the socialism and you look at what Sal Alinsky said, I said they know exactly why they want gun control, to remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. They don't care about the bad guys. They don't want you shooting them, and they know we're figuring out what big crooks they are. So they don't want you to be armed and dangerous.
Right.
Yeah. Are you at the convention right now?
No.
Okay.
I live up in Hampshire. That's too far for me. But
okay. All right. Well, they put on a pretty big show, I guess. I haven't made it to one yet, but they put on a pretty good show.
Yeah, that's what I hear. That and the SHOT Show we have every year.
I thank you, Wes, for calling. I appreciate the call. Don't be a stranger now.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. We have Ray from Illinois on the air. Ray, how are you today?
Great, Beth Ann. Yesterday when I got kind of cut off, the thing I was going to say to you was Congress has forgotten they work for us. We don't work for them.
They haven't forgotten that they'd ever believed it.
Well, yeah.
The only time they believe that is when they want your vote.
And then I called in regards to the Second Amendment.
Yes.
The town that I'm living in now in Illinois, It's a third largest city in Illinois. And the Metro Enforcement, which is separate from the police department in town, I was talking to the commander one day and talking about the Second Amendment. And he told me, I don't think anybody should own guns.
Mm.
And I said, you really believe that?
Do you turn around and ever ask them, do you believe in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights? Do you believe in freedom of speech? Because how can you, it's kind of like the Ten Commandments, how can you remove one from the other? You know, they tried to trap the Lord when they asked him, you know, which one's the most important? And he told yep. them to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And if you keep those two, you'll keep all the rest of them. But how can you remove one from the other and say, well, I believe this part of the Constitution, but not that part of the Constitution. I like the First Amendment, but I don't like you exercising it, but I want to exercise it, but I don't like the Second Amendment because I'm afraid you're not going to like what I say. You know, that's
well, see, they always confuse that Second Amendment with hunting, and that's not what it was written.
Well, it's not a true confusion. Well, I've got an article here about the young man.
It's their interpretation.
Well, it's their illusion. It's their camouflage from the truth. So the American
yeah.
people, and especially our youngsters, they don't have a clue because they're not being taught history anymore. You know, I read that article from Ed, his letter to the editor on Wednesday, and the story about the Americans giving their guns and ammo to Britain because they were under attack and they didn't have any. Well, what's going to happen if that happens here? Who's going to give us guns? You know, I didn't know about that. That's a part of history I didn't know. And this guy's
exactly.
a retired history teacher. And I'm thinking, you know, we don't want to get in that situation, do we? Whether it's my single shot 22 or something else, we don't want to get in that position where we don't have arms in the United States of America.
Well, see, and then they downed the NRA, and the NRA was founded to help the blacks fight against the Ku Klux Klan.
Mm. And who were the first
it
ones denied?
Them and to teach them how to use the weapons.
Who were the first citizens, so-called citizens, at that time, that were denied arms? It was our black brothers and sisters. They were not allowed to be educated. They were not allowed to have arms. And
exactly.
the Indians, they didn't want the Indians armed. So the only reason that a government wants you disarmed is to keep you from shooting back. That's exactly the reason. And those are two examples that are true to form. They didn't want the Indians shooting back, and they didn't want our black brothers and sisters to defend themselves. We're going into a break. Ray, thank you so much. Thank you for being a part of CSE Talk Radio. I appreciate it. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Trying to bring some common sense out of nonsense. And we will be right back. CSE Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at CSETalkRadio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Hi, Patriots. The folks at MyPillow said, "Hey, Beth Ann, can you try out MyPillow?" Well, I already had done that, and they asked me what I thought. Well, I thought it's wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, no more folding a pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape, no more reshaping your pillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You can toss MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's completely machine washable, and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter the promo code BethAnn. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, the 4-pack special, enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. But be sure to use the promo code BethAnn.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation we idly sit by allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with 2 or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. You even got to hear a little yeehaw out there. I love that little in-bump. I want to get back here until I hear more from you guys. I want to get back to Pat Buchanan. He says in this article, having failed, speaking of the special counsel and Mueller and company, now seek to prove that even if Trump did not collude with the Russians, he interfered with their investigation. So how did Trump obstruct justice is the question that Pat Buchanan puts forth. Did he suggest that fired NSC Advisor General Mike Flynn might be a pardon? What was his motive in firing FBI Director James Comey? Did Trump edit the Air Force One explanation of the meeting in June 2016 between his campaign officials and Russia? Did he pressure Attorney General Jeff Sessions to fire Mueller? Mueller's problem. These questions and more have all been aired and argued endlessly in the public square. Yet no national consensus has formed that Trump committed an offense to justify his removal. Even Democrats are backing away from talk of impeachment. Trump's lawyers should tell Mueller to wrap up his work, as Trump will not be testifying, no matter what subpoena he draws up or what the court says he must do. And if Congress threatens impeachment for defying a court order, Trump should tell them, impeach me. And he said another word I'm going to say, and be danged. Will a new Congress impeach and convict an elected president? An impeachment battle would become a titanic struggle between a capital that detests Trump and a vast slice of middle America that voted to repudiate the capital's elite, trusts Trump, and will stand by him to the end. And any impeachment debate before Congress and the cameras of the world, not one but two narratives will be heard. The first, he says, is that Trump colluded with Russians to defeat Hillary Clinton and then sought to obstruct an investigation of his collusion. The second is the story of how an FBI cabal went into the tank on the investigation of Clinton to save her campaign. Then it used the product of Clinton DNC dirt diving operation created by a British spy with Russian contacts to attempt to destroy the Trump candidacy. Now failing that, it's looking to overthrow the elected president of the United States. In short, Pat Buchanan says, the second narrative is the deep state, and its media auxiliaries are colluding to overturn the results of the 2016 election. I'm going to stop right there. He's only a paragraph or two away from ending this. I have told you repeatedly, it isn't Trump they hate so much as you. You elected him. You defied them. How dare you get angry at the Republicans? It was the Republicans. That's the reason Donald Trump got elected, because we were all angry at the Republicans. We already didn't like the policies of the Democrats. It was the defiant, it was the arrogance of the Republicans to constantly tell us they're going to do this, they're going to do that, and then they do nothing, even after two times giving them the majority. So we elected an outsider. We didn't think he was the greatest in the world, but he wanted to make America great, and we liked that. And so we elected him. We didn't want Hillary because we knew she's dirty. We've known it for years. We've seen her lie. We've seen her steal documents. We've seen her destroy emails and documents. Through her entire career as a politician, and we've watched, we can't prove it, but we've watched as people in her wake tend to die. So, let me finish this up. Unlike Watergate with Russiagate, the investigators will be on trial as well. Trump needs to shift the struggle out of the legal arena where Mueller and his men have superior weapons, and into the political arena where he can bring his populist forces to bear in the decision as to his fate. This is the terrain on which Trump can win. And as versus and us versus them fight before Congress and country, where not only the alleged crimes of Trump are aired, but also the actual crimes committed to destroy him and to overturn his victory. Trump is a nationalist who puts America first, both in trade and securing her frontiers against an historical invasion from the South. If he is overthrown and the agenda for which America voted is thrashed as well, it may be middle America in the streets this time. Would you continue to fight and go in the streets, as Pat Buchanan suggests? We have a caller, but I missed that in my ear. Could you repeat that? Bill from Iowa. Bill from Iowa, how are you today?
Well, pretty good. I'm glad I got to get in on this. I'll be really fast. I just like wanted people to know, run this by you. I was watching, it's a new twist on the swamp and everything. I was watching Fox News, and they had, this is a little different, they had an ex-Republican attorney that worked for the government trying to help Trump. I'm pretty sure. I'm dizzy on on details, but the gist of it is good. He was trying to help them. You know what he was saying on television, on Fox News? He was warning other Republican attorneys, don't go in the swamp. It's too dangerous. It's too fixed. And he said it's Democrats and Republicans, and their agenda is to not let any more billionaires come in like Trump did. So they're going to get rid of him, and they're going to fix it so no one will even try again. Sounds pretty simple, but that was scary to me.
Well, and that's what we've been saying. We've been saying here it's both Republicans and Democrats. It's not.
The twist was they're working together, and they don't want any more outsiders. So you just want swamp people because nothing will ever change.
They assumed that Hillary would win. She's a swamp creature, and life would have gone on as it was. I don't believe for a minute, Dershowitz, I don't believe for a minute anybody would have gone after her.
But what I'm saying is I didn't know how capital, how severe it was.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That's what I'm saying. Because this is a man that was there, and he's warning people not to come in. You understand the difference?
Yes. Yes.
That's bad.
Yes. Helen Chenoweth was a representative, and she's passed away now, but she had told G.B. Oliver, who was with the Paragon Foundation back in the day, she said they were in D.C. one time, and she says, do you see this, G.B.? And he looks at her. She goes, do you see this? They're only enemies in front of the camera. They're just good old boys behind the camera, patting each other on the back and saying, attaboy. Yeah. And so it's been going on a long time, and it's been going on through Democrat and Republican administrations, but Trump is an outsider, and they don't want him there. So you're right, Bill. Yeah, it is scary. But
the millennials are coming around, maybe.
Well, some of them are. We've got an awful lot of socialists, young socialists, running for offices, and it's getting heated up. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate you listening there in Iowa. Appreciate you so very much.
We're always listening. Anytime I can. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you very much. We're going into a break. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. course. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com.
President Lincoln said, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. What's he talking about? Our Constitution. We're so excited to offer you a brand new board game, The Constitution Quest. It's a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government, as well as brush up on your own knowledge of our Constitution. The Constitution Quest board game is a perfect learning tool, educational and entertaining, for family fun, a homeschooling tool, or a gift to a classroom. 2 to 4 players or team up. The Constitution Quest game is a handsome board game, and it includes a copy of the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. We have these games available now for $49.95. $49.95 is an investment in this country's future. There's no passing go, there's no collecting $200, but there is lots of fun and learning as you go. Order today. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com.
It is still Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. 877-895-5410. However, we are in the final segment of today's show. You know that we are an advocate right here. Probably the only true national syndicated, even though we're small, we want to grow, the nationally syndicated talk show that is really an advocate for rural America. They call us the flyover states. And for a reason. You know, the cool kids in New York and Los Angeles, they only visit during campaign seasons or college football games. Otherwise, we're pretty much forgotten, except for manufactured food, manufactured goods, and of course our energy, the nation's energy. Let me tell you about a group that's going to join CSC Talk Radio, and it's called Power the Future. Power the Future is a new foundation started to promote jobs in rural America, specifically energy jobs. Like our food and our manufacturing, America's energy comes from rural America, the heartland. That's us. And those jobs, just like our land and our way of life, are under attack. The radicals spend millions of dollars every year to shut down our natural resources, our energy, jeopardizing jobs and families across our heartland. Just like our ranches and our farms, they want our energy owned and operated by big government. But Power the Future pushes back. CSC Talk Radio is the voice of rural America, and Power the Future is a voice and advocate for the rural American energy jobs. It's the perfect union right here. Learn more about Power the Future. Visit their website, powerthefuture.us. That's simply powerthefuture.us. Working together to bring America home. And they will be on. Daniel Turner will be on with us once a month at least. And he's going to be here next week. And we're going to talk about what they've been doing. And he's been doing a lot of traveling. It's been hard to get him scheduled. So he'll be here next week on Tuesday. And we'll see what happens then. I want you to be sure that you look that up, powerthefuture.us. Well, free speech is only free if the left agrees. They've gone after Kanye West because he's a Make America Great guy. And yesterday I saw an article where he and some of his buddies, they're taking on a project in Chicago. They're going into some of the poorest, less educated areas in Chicago to help. To help build them up and make their areas great again. But because of what he's doing, and because he wants to stand with President Donald Trump, the Sleeping Giants is a group that has driven many advertisers away from Breitbart. You don't understand out there in listening land how hard it is to get advertisers to support conservatism. When you speak conservative, when you talk about Constitution or religion or the Second Amendment or the First Amendment or the Bill of Rights in general, you can't hardly get anybody to sponsor you, not even conservative groups, because they're afraid. Well, this group has gone after Breitbart and cost them many advertisers. And now they're going after Kanye West. And the Sleeping Giant is publicly pressuring Adidas to revisit their partnership with West. So I guess we'll see what happens. So Kanye West, he's not allowed freedom. And these are the people that are angry with him when he said 400 years of slavery seems to me like it might be your fault. He wasn't talking about the chains of slavery. He's talking about the gagging of your speech and your opinions and your ideas. And what do? They slap him down. You're not allowed to have, you're not allowed to think for yourself, to think outside the box. You're not allowed to do that. You're black, you have to be one of us. Group thinking. That's slavery. That is slavery. That is not independence. That is not freedom. That is not freedom of speech. Well, we'll see. He's a very wealthy man if he can survive this. You don't understand how difficult it is to even get gun manufacturers to get anybody to sponsor conservatism because they're afraid. They're afraid. And I don't blame them in some respects. I don't blame them. This weekend is a big convention in Dallas with the NRA. I had an article here talking about the lack of history being taught to our children. And, that, you know, this this young man that's been promoted by the left and how because of the Florida shooting. I can't find my article right this minute. Because of the Florida shooting. And he's speaking out against guns. And he's talking about all the violence we've had in our time against with guns. So uneducated. So lacking in the history department. We have a gentleman in Michigan that's running for Senate. His name is John James. He says he was in the Army, combat. He said, hunting terrorists in the skies above Baghdad, there were two things you needed. Faith in God and a Hellfire missile. He said, I flew Apache Apaches because I wanted to take the fight to the enemy. And now I'm volunteering for a new fight. This almost chokes me up. To secure the borders, to defend our constitutional rights, and protect Michigan jobs. I hate politics, but I love this country, he says. And he's running to defeat a longtime Democrat senator there. He hates politics, but he loves this country. The swamp is the politics. The swamp is Congress. 202-224-3121. You tell Congress it is your responsibility to stop this attack on our president, and we want it put to an end now, not tomorrow, today. It needs to end. If you got proof he did something, show it. Otherwise, stop it. It's gone on a year and a half. They're dividing this nation. They're greedy. They're D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. And it's up to you and me to put an end to them and bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.